This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
That's right. If it's between 7 p.m. or 10 p.m. Eastern time, any day of the year, you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, because you're free to call in and talk live here on the radio. We, of course, come in with show prep, preparation, and I guess the thing that I find most interesting that you've got, Daryl, is that apparently the U.S., although we're told that because of the Second Amendment, this is a deadly place full of outlaws. The U.S.
I've never heard that the U.S. is a deadly place full of outlaws because the Second Amendment exists.
I have heard an Australian comedian who makes a big deal about, y'all like guns, why don't you just say you like guns? By the way, I can't do an Australian accent, so you're just getting my regular voice.
Good day, mate. Vegemite sandwich.
Right. Whatever it is. You know, making a big deal about America liking guns and then talking about how something terrible happened in Australia. Everybody acted in a reactionary fashion and outlawed guns. And then, I don't know, good things, stuff happen. Not entirely sure.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around, because the Second Amendment exists, supposedly recognizing the right to bear arms, keep and bear arms, that somehow that makes everybody in the U.S. outlaws when
I
the
said
word
deadly.
Outlaw.
I said deadly, okay.
And full of outlaws.
Okay.
Outlaws are people that don't obey the law. If the law allows you to have a firearm and you have a firearm, you're not an outlaw.
All right. So we have something in this country called armed burglary. Usually what armed burglary is somebody breaks into a house and steals a gun. Mostly, the vast majority of the time, burglars don't carry guns. They steal guns and get an armed burglary charge, which I find to be a travesty of the law. You know, that's not what the lawmakers were talking about when they were talking about armed burglary. But nonetheless, so
And a lot of places it's commission of a crime or possession of a weapon in commission of a crime.
Sure.
It doesn't matter if you had the weapon when you began the crime or if you stole the weapon.
Right. And when these weapons are stolen, guns are some of the most stolen things in America. I don't have a list in front of me.
So we're not talking about legally possessed firearms.
Outlaws would not legally possess, but the Second Amendment does, the claim is that the Second Amendment makes the country both deadly and full of outlaws. Now, the outlaws are the people who are committing crimes. Gun owners, if you look at the numbers, I believe cops are a 20th as likely to commit a crime as your average citizen, and the licensed concealed carry permit holders are a 10th as likely as a cop to commit a violent crime.
Yeah, I've heard something along those lines. And then one of those two groups of people, either cops or your concealed carry permit holder, are much less likely to use a weapon in the commission of whatever the crime is.
Okay.
So just because you commit a crime doesn't mean that you were using the weapon to commit said crime.
Right. And it has to do with a crime that would get your concealed carry permit taken from you.
Right.
Which, of course, would be a felony in all cases. It doesn't matter whether it's kiting checks or robbing banks.
Certain misdemeanors.
Right. Some.
So domestic violence.
Anyway, I just had John Lott on the Edgington Post. It should be released soon.
Never heard of it.
John Lott, more guns, less crime. He has done studies, and he's a professor from University of Chicago and Yale, both, former professor, because basically his claim is that, they just can't put up with me over there.
Right.
These liberal college professors just don't want to talk about this stuff. And
he should go get a job at Hillsdale.
It's not a university, and maybe he doesn't consider, I don't know, maybe, Hillsdale's a college. Maybe he doesn't consider that he can sell books and make money.
Yeah.
Why should he? Why should he put up with grading papers when he could just write books?
Well, if he's complaining that he can't work in academia,
you can complain about
something.
Sounds
like he wants to work in academia.
I understand. You're trying to solve.
I'm trying to solve the man's problem.
I understand. What if his problem is that he doesn't want people to disagree with him, and especially in sort of a fallacious way, but still doesn't want to do all the work of college professordom? Like, if you work at a university.
Oh, so now he's just complaining and he doesn't want a solution.
Maybe not the solution you proffered. A college professor at a university generally does a lot different work than a college professor does. A university professor does different work than a college professor does. So college professors are teachers, you know? They teach 13th through 16th grade. Whereas university professors are often researchers who have grad students do their work for them.
That might differ from college to college.
It differs from professor to professor, too.
Right.
But it's a much more generally true statement, is what I would say. Where were we on this? We were talking about...
You were making a claim, and I was just trying to understand the claim that you had made before we even got into this article from the New York Post debunking the claim that America leads the world in mass shootings. Again, from the New York Post, they say the claim that the U.S. has by far the most mass public shootings in the world drives much of the gun control debate. Many argue that America's high rate of gun possession explains the high rate of mass shootings. President Barack Obama
warned. Many people argue that. Yeah, just that.
Barack Obama once warned, "The one thing we do know is that we have a pattern now of mass shootings in this country that has no parallel anywhere else in the world."
There you go.
To justify the claim... And many other similar quotes, Obama administration cited a then-unpublished paper by criminologist Adam Lankford. Lankford's claim received coverage in hundreds of newspapers all over the world. It still gets regular coverage, purporting to cover all mass public shootings around the world from 1996 to 2012. Lankford claimed that the United States had 31% of public mass shooters, despite having less than 5% of the population. But, the New York Post says, this isn't nearly correct.
Studies should be peer-reviewed and open for, you know, people to critique them. Sure.
The whole episode should provide a cautionary tale of academic malpractice and how evidence is often cherry-picked and not questioned when it fits a preconceived idea.
I guess the first question I would have is, what is a mass shooting? But I'm sure they'll get into that.
I think they do. And that's one of the things, and just to pause very quickly, you've probably heard the claim about some huge number of school shootings in the United States. NPR actually did a report on those. And the vast majority of what one organization called
school shootings. Yeah.
Were not school shootings in the traditional sense. One was someone accidentally discharged a firearm. No one was injured.
Okay.
There was another where somebody went to a school, the facility, the campus, never went inside the building because, well, it was a weekend. The guy sat in his car and then shot his brains out.
Yeah.
So it's suicide in a parking lot of a school that someone counted as a school shooting.
Okay.
And there were several other instances of things similar to that that were classified as school shootings, with either the only person that was injured being the person that had the firearm, or there was no one injured. And NPR did a story on that saying, if you actually count the number of shootings where it was an active shooter shooting at someone else intentionally, then the number drops greatly from whatever that huge number was.
I would also remove from the numbers a person who goes to school to shoot a specific person and shoots that specific person. So, if you're bullying me and I go to school and I'm going to take care of you or whatever,
right.
You know, ex-girlfriend or whatever the situation might be, somebody goes there and does it at that place. Yes, of course, it's terrifying and all that stuff. But it's just one person shooting another person. That happens everywhere.
Sadly, it does.
Yeah, what people are concerned with school shootings is a person going in and randomly shooting people, maybe two, three, four, five, six people killed. I think that's what people are looking for. And then in some cases, many more than that.
Right. So continuing on with this article from the New York Post, again, referencing the study, Langford study reported that over the 47 years, there were 90 mass shootings.
Available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind, as so many do here. As a matter of fact, let me tell you about the Discord chat room. So if you go to discord.freetalklive.com, you can there either interface with the website where you can chat and that sort of thing. But if you download the app, you can use it to call in, and it sounds so much better. It's just it's though you're in the studio. It's great audio. It's discord.freetalklive.com, and well, there's lots of folks in there chatting right now, and you can go in there and talk to them and potentially call in. Sound great. Daryl, apparently the claim is that the United States does not lead in the world in mass shootings, as was said by some study that was quoted by Barack Obama.
Yes, that study done by criminologist Adam Lankford.
Okay, what's really important here is that everyone ignore that we're critiquing Barack Obama because we're a bunch of seething liberals, right? Isn't that what we get called all the time? That wouldn't fit the narrative.
We also get called conservatives because we, you know, don't like government spending.
Rarely do we get called conservatives, but, you know, sometimes.
It happens occasionally.
When we were on that Madison station, and which I can only presume Madison, Wisconsin, is just a chuck full of cold-loving liberals. But anyway, when we were on that Madison station, yeah, we would get some calls in like that. And one of the reasons that Free Talk Live tends to be on both liberal and conservative stations is because, well,
we're libertarians.
Yeah, we're less distasteful than the other guy, and specifically, liberal stations just have fewer programs from which to choose.
Right.
There's no shortage of conservative programs out there, but Free Talk Live provides live programming, and on the weekend, that's pretty rare. I don't care who it is.
Right. Unless you're, you know, a sports broadcast, you're probably not live on the weekends.
Probably not.
Yeah, so jumping back into this article from the New York Post again there, referencing a paper done by criminologist Adam Lankford. His study reported that over 47 years, there were 90 public mass shooters in the United States and 202 in the rest of the world. Lankford hasn't released his list of shootings or even the number of cases by country or year. The author of this article at The Post says, "We and others, both in academia and the media, have asked Lankford for his list, only to be declined. He has also declined to provide lists of the news sources and languages he used to compile his list of cases. These omissions are important because Lankford's entire conclusion would fall apart if he undercounted foreign cases due to a lack of news coverage and of language barriers." Lankford cites a 2012 New York Police Department report.
If you're going to do a study on you know, shootings, you need to show your numbers. If you don't show your numbers, you haven't done a study on numbers.
Oh, he shows numbers, 90 and 202, but he doesn't tell you how he came up with those numbers.
That's not science. That's not even a soft science like social science. That's
right.
Just a claim made by somebody with a degree.
That's a math question.
Right.
Larry has 47 watermelons. Well, how did Larry get the 47 watermelons? You don't need to know how Larry got his watermelons.
So, there you go.
Continuing on, Lankford cites a 2012 New York Police Department report, which he claims is nearly comprehensive in its coverage of recent decades. He also says he supplemented the data and followed, quote, the same data collection methodology employed by the NYPD. But the NYPD report warns that its own researchers limited their internet searches to English language sites, creating a strong sample bias against international incidents.
Yeah, that's a real
and
problem.
Thus undercounted foreign mass shootings.
Yeah.
Does Lankford's paper also have that problem? A new report from Crime Prevention Research Center, which one of us heads, one of us being the authors of this article, not one of us on this show, just finished collecting cases using the same definition of mass public shooting used by Lankford. Unfortunately, I don't see the definition readily available, but I did pull up the paper that they mention, and I'll try digging around to see what the definition is that they use, because it's very important. If we're going to talk about a thing, it's good to know what the definition is of that thing.
Well, one of the difficulties is the countries get to do whatever the heck they want. This is the problem with monopolies. So police departments all around the United States do not turn in numbers of police shootings of civilians. Why? Because why would they want to give you that information?
Right.
Countries don't give a number for what is called a mass shooting. Because why would they want to do that?
Right.
You know, does Guatemala, does Honduras, does Nicaragua want to release numbers to the vacationing tourist public about how many mass shootings there are? Probably not. I would suspect that the numbers are probably higher in certain neighborhoods in Managua. Did I have that right? No, that's not the case. Is Managua the capital of Nicaragua, or is that Philippines? Anyway.
I'm not sure.
Whatever the capital is, you know, that it's probably in some bad neighborhoods and not in every locale or whatever. For instance, people say that Acapulco is very dangerous. I've been there 3 or 4 times, and I've never seen anything that looks like a crime. So, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, so
I have been robbed in Las Vegas, though.
All right. That's an interesting story that you should retell sometime, but let's continue with this article from the New York Post. They say, we know of no way to discover most of the cases where 4 people have been shot to death in an incident in Africa or many other parts of the world during the 1960s, 70s, 80s, or even 90s, and that is the reason the new study looked at just the last 15 years, from 1998 to 2012, of the 47 years that he examined. So I'm guessing there is the definition used. 4 or more people killed in a shooting.
Okay.
And again, they're saying that they can't find any information from Africa.
They should be 4 unrelated people. Because if a mean grandpa decides to shoot his 3 disobedient sons, that's a family issue,
right,
not a mass shooting.
Right.
I mean, to me, I'm just trying to, I think that everybody agrees on these definitions, and we need to agree on these definitions. And that way you get good numbers. And a mass shooting is, to me, somebody walks out in public and shoots 3 or 4 or more people,
right,
who are not related to each other, and, you know.
Right, so the random crazy guy that went to the shopping mall and just started firing.
Because we're told that guns make mass shootings massy, right? But we don't get good numbers from other countries. They don't define, they don't point out that mass shootings are extraordinarily rare as far as gun deaths go.
Right.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Or that concealed carry permit holders are really safe people. Free Talk Live.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. On ABC's This Week Sunday, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie defended President Trump's absence from the McCain funeral and pointed out that Trump wasn't invited and that members of his administration and own family did attend.
The President of the United States, no matter who that person is always in the elephant in the room when they're not there. The fact is that the President of the United States, no matter who they are, is always the biggest figure in American public political life.
Also on ABC this week, former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta said he's very worried about the situation with North Korea, calling this summit a failure.
In many ways, it was doomed to failure from the beginning because there was never the preparatory work that has to be done prior to a summit meeting. This was all about show.
President Trump recently announced that Secretary of State Pompeo's planned trip to North Korea was canceled because of insufficient progress. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live's live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And it's Daryl.
You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about guns. Mass shootings specifically. And how we may, in fact likely, were misled in the claim that the United States somehow leads the world in mass shootings. That science seems a heck of a lot like bunk. Does it bother you to call social science science, Daryl?
I've never thought about it.
Well, I mean, collecting numbers, parsing numbers, I mean, it's science-y.
But you know, science is something that can be repeated.
I've heard the claim that, your numbers could be checked. I don't have a big problem with calling social science science. However, all the evidence I have is that social scientists tend to be chucked full of people with agendas, and those agendas tend to be progressive and socialist in nature. So, there's that.
Well, this guy doesn't call himself a social scientist. He calls himself a criminologist.
Very good. Let me tell you about MyPillow.
It's a good pillow.
Yeah. Not just MyPillow, but
MyPillow as well.
The brand, right? The brand MyPillow. We both have a MyPillow.
We don't share the same pillow.
No, it is not the same pillow. And what I think is great about MyPillow is that besides holding your head and neck in the proper position, which every pillow should, and many pillows do not, but that's the first primary thing you should be looking for, is that your head isn't tilted towards the bed or tilted up towards the ceiling when you lay on your side,
right.
but that it's held in the proper position.
Or if you're laying on your back, it shouldn't be, you know, pushing your chin into your sternum.
Don't want any of those things. You want a normal, healthy position when you sleep. That way you don't have head, neck problems, headaches, those kind of things. Second, and I think that this is really important, is you can wash a MyPillow. The fact is that bodies sweat and skin falls off of them and dust mites eat that dead skin, and it's a disgusting zoo in your bed. You wash your sheets, you wash your bed covers, you wash your blankets and comforters, you wash your pillowcases, you wash the slip cover that goes over the pillows. Nope, you don't wash your pillow.
Hold on, what's a slip cover that goes over a pillow?
It's something that bachelors don't have to worry about.
Is that something fancy people have?
Well, it's a good idea, Daryl. I gotta say, I'm gonna support the notion of people, all people having an additional second covering on their pillow.
Is it like the thing that some people put their comforters inside of a thing so that they don't actually touch the comforter?
That's a duvet, I think. It is another cover, and usually has a zipper that goes over the pillow, and then you put the pillowcase over that. And many cases, it's very tightly woven to help avoid some of the stuff I'm talking about. But sweat still comes through. Some of them are plastic, but then you're sleeping on this, like a garbage bag, basically.
Yeah.
So I don't like those. Nonetheless, this MyPillow will help solve your pillow problems. It certainly has solved mine. I take it with me on trips. I have bought it for relatives. That's how thoroughly I believe in MyPillow. Please go to, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you don't have to believe me. You can try it. Go to MyPillow.com, get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price, and you get free shipping on all orders if you use the promo code FTL. You don't like your MyPillow, you've got 60 days to return it for a full refund, a refund of your purchase price. MyPillow.com, promo code FTL.
So, jumping back into the article from the New York Post, where they are dissecting a report that apparently was recently published by criminologist Adam Lankford. Again, Lankford
did
not...
This has been published a bunch.
Well, it's been cited
a
bunch.
Okay.
And the first time that it's referenced up here, they mention President Barack Obama citing a then unpublished paper by Adam Lankford. So when Obama cited this thing, it had not been published.
No one could even check it.
Correct. And they even mention, I've been skimming the full report, 33 pages from the New York Post. They're saying that even before it was officially published, he wasn't letting anybody look at the paper to review or check or say, dude, you done messed up. Again, they say that there's no way of discovering data for Africa from 1960s, 70s, 80s, or 90s, which is why Lankford only used 15 years of the 47 years that he examined. So that right there shows that the numbers are not completely accurate. Lankford's data also grossly undercounted foreign attacks. The authors of this article say, we found 1,423 attacks outside of the United States. Again, fitting the definition of mass public shooting where four or more people were shot to death. Looking at just a third of the time, Lankford's study... or rather, a third of the time that Lankford had studied, we still found 15 times as many shooters. Even when we use coding choices that are most charitable to Lankford, such as excluding any cases of insurgencies or battles over territory, his estimate of the U.S. share of shooters falls from 31% to 1.43%. It also accounts for 2.1% of murders and 2.88% of their attacks. All these are much less than the U.S. population, U.S. share of the population of 4.6% worldwide. So remember, the original claim was 31% of all mass shooters are from the United States, even though the U.S. only has 5% of the population. They're saying, no, when you actually look at the numbers, then it's 2.1% of all murders and 2.88% of their attacks, which is less than the Americans' share of the global population.
I think that, I guess I don't want the United States to be competing against places like Myanmar and Benin and Ivory Coast, Zimbabwe, Honduras, Nicaragua. I'm just going around the globe picking things close to the equator, apparently. What I want them to compete against is places like Western Europe.
Like Norway, Finland, Switzerland, and Russia?
Russia, I probably wouldn't throw in that number. I'm presuming that, call me biased. I'm presuming that there's quite a few mass shootings when people get good and drunk.
All right. I thought you were going to say, because of some of the territorial disputes, but they mentioned that they excluded such cases.
Yeah, they said they excluded territorial.
Of the 86 countries where they were able to identify mass public shootings, the U.S. ranks 56th per capita in its rate of attacks and 61st in mass public shooting murder rate. Norway, Finland, Switzerland, and Russia all have at least 45% higher rates of murder from mass public shootings than the United States.
All right.
When Langford's data is revised, the relationship between gun ownership rates and mass public shooters disappears. They ask, how could that be? One possibility is that guns don't just enable mass shooters, guns also deter and prevent such shootings. Another is culture, not gun ownership. It's a bigger factor in shootings. The media should be wary of any researcher who fails to let others look at their data.
That's not a researcher. The media shouldn't call anybody a researcher that does not let you look at their research. That's just, that's a big fat liar. Sorry. I mean, Obama went out on a limb and quoted this guy before the publication of the article, so right. I can give him a pass in that case. If he cited that there is this pre-published article that they're working on or whatever, I can give him a pass. But once the article comes out and people are like, there's no numbers here. That's ridiculous. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global. HORIZEN.global.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition. Mark with you.
And Daryl.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveAtPurse.com. Since its launch in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin. And now you can use Bitcoin Cash, that's BCH, to fund your account. So now instead of having to use BTC and pay the higher fees, you can use Bitcoin Cash and get lower fees. You can save between 5 and 33% on things you were going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveAtPurse.com. Now, this is an interface with Amazon, so Amazon already has pretty good prices. They have to compete with the big box stores and all that stuff. And you can have it delivered. And now you can save between 5 and 33%. I think a good number to shoot for is like 20 or 25, personally.
Yeah. I just found out a couple days ago getting an order of something. Interestingly enough, it came from Walmart because whoever the seller is, they have some kind of thing set up to where Walmart drop ships stuff. And so when the package came, Ian asked, hey, do you know who, you know, such and so person is? I never heard the name before. Apparently, whoever placed the order, somehow just the wrong name got put on the label, but it was my order. Ian cut open the box. He was like, don't you use this peanut butter, coconut oil stuff? I was like, yes, I do. That's mine. Let me go to Purse. Mark that as delivered.
Items, you just add items to your cart on Amazon. Fund your account on Save at Purse. Select your discount and save. SaveAtPurse.com. Save A-T. Not an email address. SaveAtPurse.com.
Yeah, so we've been talking about this article from the New York Post. Again, there was something that was referred to as research, not good research. And, Mark, you've been making the claim that if it's not good research, it shouldn't be able to use the word research.
That's kind of how I feel, yeah.
So You also mentioned that if he doesn't have numbers, you said if he doesn't have numbers, well, he gave numbers. He just didn't explain how he came about obtaining those numbers.
I understand. You're taking the word numbers literally as opposed to colloquially. From a colloquial standpoint, I use the term numbers. Being in the radio business, we talk about the radio listening statistics as the numbers. Because the books, the Arbitron books, are square-bound volumes, 200 pages, issued in many cases quarterly, some cases monthly, some cases
depends on the market.
And it's just full of numbers and letters. And if you don't know what you're looking at, it's just this jumble of gobbledygook. If you do, you can dig in and find out everything you need to know about your show or station or whatever it is that you got. So, yes, I'm using the colloquial term numbers to mean research as opposed to the literal thing, which is spitting out a bunch of damn lies in the form of numbers.
Right. And again, New York Post saying that not true at all when you actually look at the numbers, or what they mean is right. You do the actual
numbers.
Research and find the actual numbers. The U.S. actually winds up being 56th. Per capita out of the 86 countries where mass shootings had been identified.
So I'm really glad the U.S.
America doesn't lead the world in mass shootings.
I'm so glad to hear that. Let's go to Carl calling in from New Jersey. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for taking my call. I know how much one of you dislikes the public school systems, and I don't like them either, and here's another reason why. 2 weeks ago or so, I went to the school board meeting, and the liberal school board president said by 2023, the students will not be rated. They will have a class speaker, but maybe it'll be our governor of New Jersey, is what I'm saying. There'll be no 1 through 10, the best high school students, and here's what I think they're doing.
Hold on, what's 1 through 10? Like a rating for the schools?
The top 10 students in the high school.
Oh, I see.
Oh, so you're saying that they're not going to have a valedictorian, and I think the next top students were referred to as, like, salutatorians or something?
They won't have any of that. But the liberal school board president, his daughter was the speaker last year, and what a stress on her, he said. In other words, he got his cake and ate it, but nobody else will. And here's what they blame it on. The other high schools in the area are already doing it. And the ones that spoke against it was a student and maybe three parents. It don't matter, because the school board's going to say we're doing it anyhow. But yeah. I'm going to encourage people to go to the next school meeting, maybe 100 people, and they all get up and speak against it. Because
let me ask this question. Are they also getting rid of grade, like, you got an A on this test, you got a B? Yeah. Are they getting rid of that and just saying pass-fail?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So,
good, because that's how life is.
Yeah, but guess what? Everybody will pass, won't they? And then it'll go up to the
No, not everybody is going to pass.
Yeah, I disagree, Daryl. I mean, life isn't just pass or fail. You can pass with flying colors or pass poorly. A grade point average is useful in rating things. Students rating students against each other has a value. I guess when I think about this...
Every job I've ever had where there have been employee reviews, it's always been one of these things of, here's an area where you need to improve, or you're doing good, you get to keep your job. Like, there's never been a thing of, oh, Daryl, you got a 4.9 on your review, and this other guy got a 4.1, and this guy got a 2.7.
As a salesperson, I can tell you that I have been in bullpens, and in those bullpens, they definitely do rank the salespeople against each other, because don't you want to know who your poorest performing salesperson is? If everybody just gets a pass or a fail, then there's no point. Then all all you have to do is pass. Well, you want people to excel. You want them to push against each other.
Sure.
You want the best employee you can get, and the best way to a great way to do that is to pit them against each other. So,
right.
Go ahead.
But in government workers, it's pretty hard to get rid of.
Right. Well, the problem with government workers is their boss doesn't want them to outperform them. My wife was a vocational rehabilitation counselor for the state of Florida year that she quit, and she was there for about a year, year and a half before we left up here to New Hampshire. The year before she quit, she left in August. And she was done with her quota of cases that year. And then they took extra cases. She had done extra cases. They took those and distributed amongst her other employees, the other fellow employees, so that they could make their numbers for the year. She finished her numbers in August and had extras to hand out to these dullards that she's working with, these people that just get, you know, constantly scraping by, doing the minimum, whatever.
Right. Right.
And that's, you know, this, no wonder government workers want to rate this way. I guess what I would say, Carl, is if you want a bunch of people to show up at a school board meeting, you're whistling at the wind. These things are purposely designed to be as boring as possible so that people don't come.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if they do come, then if you get 100 people there, then they'll be like, well, I was voted for by 7,000 people voted me in, and that's a mandate. And so my opinion's more important than these 100 people here. And I don't care what they have to say. It's just me.
Almost seven years ago in Keene, New Hampshire, the Linco company.
The Bearcat company.
They make the ballistic... The company is Linco. They make the ballistic engineered armored response counterattack trucks. Through the Department of Homeland Security, were going to give the city of Keene one of these Bearcats. And there was huge, overwhelming turnout against receiving this thing.
Okay.
The city council voted for it overwhelmingly, and the reason was, well, you don't know how many calls and letters I got in support of it.
I have a general idea that they didn't get very many. I mean,
probably not.
The place was packed.
Yeah. The fire marshal was turning people away because the building was overcrowded.
Yeah, and that's just how it goes. I mean, that's what democracy looks like.
Yeah.
And this is the problem with having government schools because,
that's the real problem. Not, you know, whether they give pass-fail or they have a valedictorian or not. The problem is it's a government school.
Well, that's right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it, Carl. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. There's lots of things we could do to make our government schools better. They're not going to institute any of them.
Abolishing them would make them a lot better.
That would be my thing. But the buildings will still exist, so they might as well have school there. I say give it to the teachers. Give it to the administrators. Give everybody a share. Let them run their own.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Homemakers,
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.